A shelter-in-place order for a Houston suburb has now been lifted. Residents of Deer Park were told to stay indoors after a fire at a chemical plant this week released plumes of deadly smoke into the air. The fire burned for 3 days. It was put out yesterday, and officials had said the air around the city of Deer Park was safe to breathe. Then the shelter-in-place order and the Texas National Guard called in. Here's Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo.
We've got Harris County Pollution Control, the Texas National Guard, 6th Civil Support Team, which are experts in chemical surveillance, Harris County Hazardous Material Team, City of Houston Hazmat Team. They've all set two perimeters around the incident site to identify and analyze air quality readings in real time.
Joining us now is Travis Bubenik, energy and environment reporter for Houston Public Media. Travis, early this morning, people were told they needed to wash off if they go outside, isolate any clothing they wore outside, and turn off the air conditioner. What changed?
Well, basically, officials say the levels of this toxin, benzene in particular, that spiked overnight and into this morning have since come back down to where they feel confident telling people you can go outside again.
What was burning at this chemical plant that made the smoke so toxic?
Well, what was burning was a bunch of different chemicals. You're talking about a complex of something like 15 huge chemical storage tanks. And these were components that were used in gasoline. Naphtha was one of them. I think xylene was another one. And there are some other names. But basically, petrochemicals that are used to make gasoline, to make nail polish, that kind of stuff, even glue, I think. Those were the components that have been burning over the last few days.
What are local officials there saying about why they said the air was safe yesterday and then all of a sudden this morning they said, nope, it's not?
Well, there's two different things going on here, and really officials are pointing to data. Now, the air quality data that the county, the state, and the feds were looking at in recent days as the fire was actually burning didn't show anything particularly alarming at ground level. The smoke basically was way up in the atmosphere. They said it was moving away thanks to winds. The weather was cooperating to where it didn't pose any air quality risks at the ground level. What changed late last night and into this morning was after the fire went out, you had these chemical storage tanks where basically the chemicals were now exposed to the air and the chemical vapors were going up into the air, creating different kinds of toxins going into the air. So the levels of those toxins, benzene in particular, spiked to above healthy levels early this morning, though they have since fallen back down.
What kind of scrutiny is the company that owns these storage tanks, ITC, going to be under now? And are there going to be new questions asked about how these kinds of chemicals are stored?
Well, state environmental regulators are certainly going to look at whether any fines need to be issued. Now, we should say in Texas that environmental groups have complained for years that fines on this industry that, you know, generates millions and billions of dollars of revenue are slaps on the wrist usually. So you're going to hear some conversation about that, whether fines should be stepped up. Whether that happens is a totally different question in Texas, of course. And then there's also going to be some lingering questions about what the longer term health impacts of both the fire and the cleanup effort here and just the stuff that's sort of, you know, run off of this toxic site into local waterways, possibly into the bay might be. There's a big question that's still open about what happened to that big smoke cloud when it left the Houston region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did it fall on other communities outside of Houston? Those are the kind of things that people are going to be looking at.
Yeah, there are reports now that the water in the Houston Ship Channel is now black. Travis Bubenik, energy and environment reporter for Houston Public Media. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.